Wednesday, August 25th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Warm heart, hot world. A subscriber expressed what I think is the opinion of many when he responded to the UN climate change warning, "I have zero faith in anything the United Nations says or does." Zero is probably too low, but I get where he is coming from. I probably have 50% faith, as their conclusions do often take more bias into consideration than for just the common good. Also, despite their supposedly taking the broad world view, they can be quite narrow in their perspective. However, some of the people who they fund and enable are true scientists and humanitarians that are trying hard to do the right thing, so there is some good that comes from them too. There is a purpose served here if kept in context. What they say on climate change needs to be taken into consideration with others who do such modeling. Their input is not the say-all, end-all on the subject. So far, the climate change models that were initially discounted by many skeptics are proving very predictive, with the air being that the change is happening faster than thought. The trend of the models has not been wrong. Warm the climate up and weather gets more intense. NOAA, NASA, and the Pentagon and other government entities are doing good scientific work tracking weather and climate so that they can develop an accurate picture of the change that is occurring. To discount it all is unwise. Usually, typically, it is the ideologues with some political bias that do that. That is not a constructive approach to this analysis either. I have less than 50% confidence in their conclusions. The basic premises of the UN report on climate change were: humans are to blame, temperatures will keep rising, weather is getting extreme, Arctic summers will soon be ice-free, sea levels will rise. There is good, broad, comprehensive scientific consensus on all these things. It is not the UN making unsupported general assumptions. However, climate and weather have been ever-changing. Not every drought, flood, hurricane, or heat wave that is happening today is resulting within the context of what they consider to be climate change. These weather extremes happen outside it too, and too often the climate change zealots take advantage of the weather extremes to further their agenda. As I have pointed out, the 89-year drought cycle, now likely to result in a period of drought years for the Midwest through 2025, was going to happen unrelated to climate change. I believe that science supports the premise that the planet is warming and that a warmer planet has significant ramifications on our weather and climate. Ice melts when heat is added, ocean temperatures control weather, and we do have to live with the result. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The human race has always adapted to the climate to the point of climate change determining which species of humans rose to dominate. That doesn't mean that climate change will not be an existential challenge for us to accommodate. I'm not convinced that in a world where the smartest country on earth cannot gain a consensus on measures needed to be taken to mitigate a pandemic, can find a consensus on what steps can be taken to adapt to abrupt change in the climate. That is really the crux of the problem, it being the speed of which change is occurring. At one point, scientists thought that it would happen over centuries, then a century, and now a few decades. The naysayer group believes that means that they were wrong. I do not see it that way. New data and new factors impact the rate of change. Scientists would be wrong if they did not adjust accordingly. The naysayers are generally consistent in that they do not appear to believe anything if it comes from scientists, academia, or government entities. I'm not that stilted. I believe that there are people smarter than I am and want to listen and learn from them. This is part of the political polarization in this country that is harming our ability to function as a nation. I'm not ready to allow the UN to set course for our nation and the world on climate change adaptation and mitigation, but I am not threatened either by hearing what they have to say. Fewer naysayers now argue against the basic premise of man-made accelerated climate change, where the naysaying now concentrates is over what, if anything, can be done about it. I have been told by some that while they believe that there is an accelerated climate change, that they have a fatalistic view that nothing can be done about it, and they do not intend to change what they do. Frankly, I believe that the same experts that confirm that the accelerated climate change is occurring are some of the ones that will help develop what mitigation efforts can be undertaken. I'm a techno-optimist. I believe in human ingenuity. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.